Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me first to express our sincere appreciation to you for the manner in which you conduct the work of the open-ended working group thus far, and I'm sure that with your leadership and wisdom, we will continue to take our work forward. We believe that the working group during this session has provided good material for a substantive report that addresses and underscores concrete effective legal measures, legal provisions and norms that will need to be concluded to attain and maintain a world without nuclear weapons. We have not only listened to a call by most states and civil society organizations for an immediate commencement of negotiations on a legally binding instrument on prohibition of nuclear weapons, either in the form of a ban treaty or a comprehensive convention or a framework of several treaties leading to the creation and maintenance of a world free of nuclear weapons. But we also have listened to the considerations of a possible legally binding instrument aspects and their dynamic interrelationships. The discussions have also tackled the structure of this treaty and its characteristics, and we look forward to see these aspects reflected in your report, Mr. Chairman, including the following five elements which would constitute the body of a legally binding instrument. First, the objective of such legally binding instrument. Two, the definitions which it should address. Three, the scope of the legally binding instrument. Four, treaty verification. Five, legal and institutional arrangements. Our deliberations have also emphasized on certain characteristics of the proposed legally binding instrument. That it should effectively advance nuclear disarmament and further delegitimize nuclear weapons. The treaty should be conducive to the implementation of the existing international legal framework, namely NPT Article 6, disarmament commitments, and NPT review conference outcomes in both regards. This will provide effective means to delegitimize the development, production, possession, acquisition, stockpiling, use, or threat of use of nuclear weapons. Second, it should ensure irreversibility and transparency of nuclear arms prohibition. In addition to its contribution to nuclear non-proliferation, both vertical and horizontal, the instrument should primarily ensure that nuclear disarmament takes place in an irreversible manner. It must avoid any direct or indirect contradictions with principles or objectives under the NPT and consensus outcomes of its review conferences. It should not undermine or create conditions that contradict efforts to achieve the universality of the NPT. Third, the instrument should contribute to restoring balance in commitments under the three main pillars of the NPT, namely nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and the inalienable right to the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The more this legally binding document can address the present imbalance in commitments between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states, the more it is likely to provide incentive for the non-nuclear to embrace it. Fourth, the instrument should not directly or indirectly obstruct efforts to establish nuclear weapon-free zones. It should also be non-discriminatory, effectively verifiable, and universal. This dictates that no exceptions for any particular category of states are to be made, neither in scope nor in verification. It also requires a treaty model under which all existing nuclear arms possessed by NPT parties and non-parties are placed under international verification and control. The treaty should make sure there are effective means to detect clandestine production, diversion, or transfer to other states or entities. It should contribute to building confidence, advancing transparency, and promoting trust. It should in no way obstruct the inalienable right to benefit from peaceful uses of nuclear energy in accordance with the NPT. The treaty should clearly state this principle and possibly further promote the enjoyment of non-nuclear weapon states of their inalienable right to peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Mr. Chairman, we are confident and hopeful, confident that your report will reflect all these elements, and hopeful that we will be able to have, at the end, a consensual report that builds on the common denominator that brings us all together in the noble goal of creating and maintaining a world without nuclear weapons. Finally, I would like to align my delegation to the statement to be followed by Brazil on behalf of NAC. Thank you.